Does this sound familiar? You land in an unfamiliar airport. You have only a 30-minute layover and you're hungry. Do you nosh on that candy bar from Hudson News? Or is there a killer taco shop just down the concourse? This week, Techonomics host Jason Middleton follows up with a developer who has a traveling hunger solution for frequent flyers. That conversation starts now.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks as always for listening. About a year ago, on October the 4th, 2016, we hosted a young developer slash entrepreneur. He was a student athlete at the time at a school back east. He's from Oakland. And that meant quarterly flights home. That meant layovers. And all of that meant an idea, eventually called Trippie. That's T-R-I-P-P-I-E. Trippie is an app for air travelers, especially frequent flyers, who have limited time in sometimes unfamiliar airports, but unlimited opportunities to get something to eat during a layover or a delay.
We know that travelers in the airport tend to settle for things that are kind of close because they don't know what's around them. And we're kind of trying to solve the problem of travelers walking up and down the terminal in search for things that might not be there in the first place.
Since that first interview last year, the young developer has graduated college. He's appeared on Shark Tank to pitch Trippie, and he's bootstrapping his effort with what he makes driving for Lyft, basically on the daily. Here's my second chat with a young man who has the drive to see his idea become reality.
Hi, my name is Ryan Du, and I'm the founder of Trippie.
Ryan, thanks for coming into the studio. Nice to meet you in person. We have spoken before on the phone, though.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What was that, like a year ago? Almost a year ago.
We had just released the app for iOS October 1st last year.
Why don't you, in your words, tell me what Trippie does and what it is, and then we'll talk about your recent news.
Right. So essentially, Trippie is an airport mapping service that kind of allows travelers to explore the busy airport. Essentially, we want to be the Waze of the indoor space. And we really are just trying to help travelers navigate the airport and really trying to find things around them. We know that travelers in the airport tend to settle for things that are kind of close because they don't know what's around them. Uh-huh. And we're kind of trying to solve the problem of travelers walking up and down the terminal in search for things that might not be there in the first place.
That's true.
Yes.
And I just did a lot of travel this summer, and I have to admit that was me walking around looking for stuff. And I did think about our conversation that we had. So let's talk about your expansion. When you started, you had just a beta test at SFO, as I recall. Is that right?
Yes.
And what has happened since with the other airports?
So we started in San Francisco. We were in San Francisco for about 6 months. And then I'd say in March or so, we expanded to 4 airports. So we expanded from San Francisco to Atlanta, then Chicago O'Hare, and Los Angeles.
These are big airports. These are some of the biggest in the country.
Only going after the major hubs. We know that the major hubs make up about 72.6% of all U.S. air traffic.
Thanks for ballparking that for me.
So that's like a big thing. So we know that we're really just trying to go after all the big hub airports because we think that that is the key to our success. Now we're in 16 major airports around the country.
Yeah. And again, just to reiterate, you've been at this for 1 year.
Yes.
And so how are you getting your word out when it comes to Trippie?
Basically, we've been doing a lot of interviews with a lot of consultants, a lot of travel influencers. Also, we've been talking to a lot of people from work for Ernst & Young, you know, KPMG, people that are always in the airport and really trying to facilitate those connections and really trying to, I guess, refine our product, but also being able to get them to test it. Also, we have a social media following, our social media network, about 174,000 followers.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Huge.
So just around our accounts. So all of those accounts are really in the travel niche.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really trying to, you know, get traffic to our application that way.
Well, yeah. Ryan, I'd like to drill into something before we move on. Mm-hmm. And when you say you're talking to people like KPMG, Ernst & Young, frequent travelers, I assume. Who are you speaking with? Are you speaking with, like, they have a travel office? Are you speaking with that officer, maybe human resources? Or are you speaking to people who might be able to tell their staffs about the availability of the app?
Right now, just the people who are trying to tell their staffs. I mean, we've spoken to a few people who are in the higher ups that are really interested in the idea. They just needed us to get a little bit further. And right now, we're in a good amount of airports, just pitched on ABC's Shark Tank. And now that just happened on October 1st.
Right.
And so now,
I'm gonna pretend like I didn't know about that, but I kind of did. So let's ask about that experience. It's so fresh in your mind.
It was a crazy experience. I mean, Shark Tank has always been my favorite show. When I come during the summer and when I'm home for the short time that I'm home. I usually just watch it on DVR for hours and hours and hours. It's my favorite show. I've learned so much from it. It was like my first business knowledge was, you know, from Shark Tank, to be completely honest. And so it was honestly a dream come true. The showing didn't go as good as I would like. I think that I could have definitely put a better showing. I think that, you know, I got a little emotional towards the end, to understate it. But overall, it was definitely a learning experience for me.
Sure.
I think that, you know, the great takeaways that I've, you know, I got from it were they liked the product. They thought that, you know, it was an intelligent idea. They just think that it was a little bit too early stage. And, you know, it was the first time really with this product that I'd really like gotten some pushback. You know, it was and I don't think I, you know, responded, you know, the best way, but it's like whatever. I mean, I think that overall it has only motivated me to kind of like, you know, keep pushing. And from the time that we pitched, we were only in 4 airports, and that was in June.
Right.
And now we're in 16. We're in talks with, you know, companies in the airport. This one company that owns 350 airport restaurants across 10 major airports in the United States.
Right on.
To help us with, you know, couponing, discounting.
Table tents.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And couponing, discounting, and food delivery, actually, in the airport.
That's cool. Now, now you're expanding your base and your install rate at the same time as you're expanding your functionality.
Exactly.
I see this as an opportunity, and I'm sure you do too now.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, okay, a little bit too early to be on Shark Tank, maybe. That maybe that's their producer's fault, not yours.
I mean, they reached out, so.
Exactly.
Sorry.
How are you going to take that as momentum and turn it into energy for the company?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, anytime you, like, the Shark Tank effect is crazy. I mean, you go from not too many people knowing about you to millions of people knowing about you, your brand. And there's definitely positives and negatives with it. The feedback has been pretty positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's definitely been some negativity there. But overall, it's only going to help. Our downloads have gone up substantially. Users have gone up substantially. You know, overall, this will only propel us to be able to really, really grow. And,
right.
And now we have a list of, you know, a base of people that we know that are using this product. But the feedback that we're getting so far has been pretty, really positive.
How involved are you on the investment side of this?
So,
do you know how much cash you're burning through right now? Do you have your benchmarks that you worry about every quarter?
Yeah. So actually right now in terms of investment, I mean, we're pretty low in terms of cash right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. So our burn is about $2,300 a month because I've been bootstrapping.
Exactly.
Myself,
yeah. So. That's where I was getting it.
Yeah.
You're truly bootstrapping.
Dude,
this.
I'm a Lyft driver. So, you know,
right.
I Lyft at night, code by day.
Right.
You know, Lyft in the city. I love Friday, Saturdays.
I love surge pricing.
Love it. Love it. It's amazing. So I like that. But yeah, right now, I mean, I have about maybe 2 months of runway left. However, I'll just drive. I can drive.
Are you still in school right now, Ryan?
Just graduated.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. And you're living back here in the East Bay?
Yeah, currently living at my house in Oakland sleeping on an air mattress, actually.
What does progress look like for you from here within the next 12 months?
Progress looks like, you know, like more functionality in the application. We've gotten a lot of feedback from a lot of different people in terms of, like, you know, our app as it's grown. Like, people, you know, features that people want, things, you know, talking to a lot of those consultancy firms and et cetera. They've been really, you know, telling us about little things that would really help them. And, you know, the market that we're going after is, you know, people that are in the airport a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, although the person who travels like one time a year, two times a year, like, they would find, you know, use in our application. Where we're going to really make our money and where we're going to really, you know, get a lot of our data is from the people that are in the airport.
You were in school.
Yeah.
You were busy. I believe you were you an athlete as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a lot going on. And then you decided that, I have an idea for this airport app. What did that day feel like?
I was actually after a long week of finals at Colgate. And I was in the airport in D.C. And I just was really hungry, but I had like 3 carry-on bags. And I just like didn't want to like walk all the way up and down the terminal with like these bags, like in search for like something like that I didn't even know was there in the first place,
right.
Essentially. So I just actually had to trust a random stranger with my carry-on bags. Yeah, I know. And like, I just like, yeah. So then I ended up like going into the app store trying to figure out like if there was an app that can like tell me where anything was, couldn't find one. And then I had this like light bulb moment. I'm like, oh my gosh, like why can't I just do this myself? Like I'm a computer science major, like, essentially, actually, the app started is an idea that where I can get food brought to me to my gate.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually called it layover delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately built a website that day, called my best friend, Sammy. I was like, yo, Sammy, I have this idea, like called layover delivery. Like, I think I'm going to like go talk to VCs. And he's like, Ryan, like, you can't just talk to a VC. Like, that's not how this works. And right. I'm thinking like, dang, like I was so naive,
dared to dream, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But yeah, I ended up joining my school's entrepreneurship incubator. I really refined that idea, learned that there was a lot of like red tape around that. Ended up, just like starting to figure out that people had issues with just navigating the airport. And that was like a big problem that like I had, that other people had. And
it's great to meet you. Thank you for coming in, and please stay in touch. I want to follow how this goes, okay?
Okay, will do.
That was Ryan Due, formerly of Colgate University and presently of Trippi, his app that is mapping airports, sharing with users, gathering data, and with some hard work and a little bit of luck, maybe even in-airport food delivery. Trippi is in all the app stores if you're a frequent traveler. He's also secured Trippi in at least 16 hub airports, including SFO, LAX, O'Hare, and the list is growing. For links to his story and all of our sourcing, check out kgoradio.com/techonomics and look for the story that accompanies this week's show. Coming up after the break, we talk to the managing editor of the Internet. If you're not reading NextDraft's daily email updates, you may not be getting the break you need from all the online nonsense we're bombarded with. That's next. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.